In spite of an ongoing FBI investigation into his campaign spending, member of Congress Duncan Hunter, who represents the 50th Congressional District just south of the Inland Empire, coasted through the June primary election largely unscathed, finishing first by a 30-point margin and establishing himself as a strong favorite to hold the seat in November. That has now changed. Yesterday, the Republican congressman and his wife were charged by a federal grand jury in San Diego with using more than $250,000 in campaign funds to finance family trips to Italy and Hawaii, golf outings, school tuition, theater tickets, even fast food purchases, and attempting to conceal the illegal spending in federal records. The 48-page indictment brings a jolt of uncertainty into the congressional contest in a year when Democrats have targeted a string of Republican-held House seats across the state. The 50th Congressional District seat includes the Riverside County city of Temecula and much of inland San Diego County. The California Secretary of State's office says there is no process in the elections code for Hunter's name to be removed from the ballot, and there can be no write-in candidates for the November election. Hunter's Democratic opponent for the seat this election year, Amar Campa Najjar, stopped short of calling on the congressman to resign. "I think justice should run its course," Campa Najjar said. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Hunter will be removed from his committee assignments. Ryan said in a statement yesterday the charges against Hunter are deeply serious.